Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Hey, Sanders, it's Amy. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm all right. You made me nervous.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know, like, when the call comes through, you guys can't tell that it's internal.
I'm just kidding.
It's just me.
She's being nice to me today.
I've got a question.
Sure.
There's two deals that we're going to talk about for participation with Dean, and they're actually both yours. I think one of them is Recovery Tow Service.
Okay.
It's you, right?
Yeah.
All right. So it looks like the customer is approved for $10K over 4 months. I just wanted to know if you knew what they were planning on doing with the money.
Like, so
did
to be
they
honest,
seem
this
desperate
was,
and, you know, all those basic questions?
It doesn't seem desperate at all, actually. He was like, I probably won't hear back from my landlord until Tuesday, so it's no big deal. So
yeah,
he's not desperate.
Because this one got approved like a couple weeks ago, and now we're moving forward. So he needed to hear from his landlord to do the landlord verification or something?
No, not really. I'm not sure what happened. I know it was Megan's deal, and then, you know, she's gone, so I just took over on it. And I called the guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, I thought I got that out to you guys. And I said, oh, well, we never received it. So he just sent it right in after that.
Okay.
So it's a little weird. But no, he doesn't seem desperate or anything.
All right, and then as far as, like, what he plans to use the money for, do you have any information about that? Or do you, in the notes it says that he's looking about getting a tow truck.
Yeah, but I don't even think this guy would qualify for...
like any leasing?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, credit wasn't great.
Yeah, I highly doubt he will.
Just wondering what he's going to do with, like, the money that he's getting now, if you've discussed that with him.
I haven't, actually. I can, though.
All right, well, if you do get a chance to reach out, just ask him, like, what he plans to do with the funds and, you know, if he's interested in renewing at all. Like, it looked like he wanted to, you know, get something closer to 30K, and we only got him 10, so...
Right on. Yeah, I'll see what I can find out for you guys.
Okay. And then the other deal that I wanted to talk to you about was Danny Gilder.
Okay.
That's also another one of your deals. So this guy, from my understanding, he hauls horses. I just kind of had to Google the business name. There wasn't really too much out there.
Yeah,
do you know what he
asses.
Does for sure? He hauls yeah. asses. Okay.
Yeah, that's what he does. He hauls horses. That's really about it. I mean, he's just a commercial truck driver out of Missouri. Just so you know, Missouri is known for the Missouri Fox Trotter, which is a breed of horse that actually walks naturally at like 18 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
So a very sought after type horse. That's what he hauls. So they're.
Oh, okay. So it's like a very sought after horse, he said.
Yeah.
And as far as, like, how he receives payments, do you know how, like, customers pay him for his services?
A lot of it's done through PayPal, which we noticed, but they won't accept PayPal as payment.
Yeah.
No, he just has contracts. He's been doing this for a long time, so he's just contracted with a lot of horse breeders and stuff like that.
All right, so primary form of payment is PayPal, and he has contracts with horse breeders, you said?
Right.
Is he driving these horses across state lines, or is it intrastate?
I believe it is across state lines.
Okay.
I'd say yes.
Gotcha.
It's another one of Megan's deals that I just took over, so.
Okay. Is she on maternity leave?
I think she quit, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but I think so.
Yeah. All right. And then what about this Danny Gilder? Is he desperate?
He seems a little ready to move forward, and he was looking for more, but I wouldn't really say it's a risky deal. I mean, I think we'll be able to... it's the second position, so I think we'll be able to renew him, you know, in 2.5 months, and he's going to be a good client. Like, he's got a good cash flow and everything.
Okay. Okay. All right. Cool. So the terms with World Global, I know it's like about a 38K balance. Do you know the term for that by chance? Just like how long?
I think it was pretty short term. I'm going to say it was like 6 months also.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. I think I've got everything I need for now. Thank you.
Yeah, cool. If you need anything, just let me know.
All right, we'll do. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.